Mass Movement by Jay Krishnamurti. We see throughout the world extremes of poverty and riches, abundance and at the same time starvation. We have class distinction and racial hatred, the stupidity of nationalism and the appalling cruelty of war. There's exploitation of man by man. Religions with their vested interests have become the means of exploitation, also dividing man from man. There is anxiety, confusion, hopelessness, frustration. We see all of this. It's part of our daily life. Caught up in the wheel of suffering, if you're at all thoughtful, you must have asked yourself how these human problems can be solved. Either you're conscious of the chaotic state of the world, or you're completely asleep, living in a fantastic world, an illusion. If you are aware, you must be grappling with these problems. In trying to solve them, some turn to experts for their solution and follow their ideas and theories. Gradually, they form themselves into an exclusive body, and thus they come into conflict with their experts and their parties. And the individual merely becomes a tool in the hands of the group or of the expert. Or you try to solve these problems by following a particular system, which, if you carefully examine it, becomes merely another means of exploiting the individual. Or you think that to change all this cruelty and horror, there must be a mass movement, a collective action. Now, the idea of a mass movement becomes merely a catchword if you, the individual, who are a part of the mass, do not understand your true function. True collective action can take place only when you, the individual, who are also the mass, are awake and take the full responsibility for your action without compulsion. Please bear in mind that I'm not giving you a system of philosophy which you can follow blindly, but I'm trying to awaken the desire for true and intelligent fulfillment, which alone can bring about happy order and peace in the world. There can be fundamental and lasting change in the world. There can be love and intelligent fulfillment only when you wake up and begin to free yourself from the net of illusions, the many illusions which you've created about yourself through fear. When the mind frees itself from these hindrances, when there's that deep, inward, voluntary change, then only can there be true, lasting, collective action.